In that news report about the song sung in Gezi Park, we were told it was from Les Miserables, which is what put me in mind to take up Hugo. For me, he's a treat I seldom eat, but I'm so glad that I this time took the hint, and for the synchronicity of being led to it. For as I was thinking about what Wallerstein said, I read this, quote, "In the 19th century, the religious idea is undergoing a crisis. We are unlearning certain things, and we do well, provided that while unlearning one thing, we are learning another. No vacuum in the human heart. Certain forms are torn down, and it is well that they should be, but on condition that they are followed by reconstructions." Unquote. There's a sense in which the economy, or more particularly capitalism, is just such an orthodoxy as this one Hugo speaks of. Is it not orthodoxy to believe in notions like developing the productive forces, to view as righteous the transmuting in our minds of violent consumption, retrashing of the resources of the planet into progress? And these are beliefs shared across the political spectrum. While living in balance and possessing leisure, ourselves, our lives, we're conditioned to see as backward. If ideologies fall, they must either be replaced with new ones, or truth must finally be allowed to live, to stand unbent and move unencumbered, i.e., we must return to wholeness. Rather than our hearts being filled, they must be allowed to find their flow through a self-determined process of exploration, to find their levels and subtle balance with the earth. As a fervent intellectual of class, a believer in the myth of progress, Hugo seemed weighted at times with a presumed preeminence of mind, with the ideas folks said motivated them instead of the results of their actions. For example, in noting that excess children were turned over to the monastic life and worked like mules, the most relevant fact is that food was provided. Hands delivered up the harvest, while for themselves they asked little. This is realized self-betrayal. But on the other hand, he knew and told us true. Facts are stubborn things and hard to baffle.